You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. I'm JC.
And I'm Will.
And you're listening to...
And you're listening to Dude, you dummy.
Dude, you big ding-dong? What's
going on? Gosh, how you doing?
It's Friday, man. It's Friday. And
that's why Daddy's drinking his old medicine, red wine.
I've been allocated to my office yet again, corporate JC. Now, because the Eagles are playing tonight, it's really weird. The Eagles are playing tonight for some reason. And my neighbor... He has a really cool back patio, and it's really close to the garage, and so no doubt he would like hear me, and like he's probably pretty, it's the Eagles, so he's throwing a few back, so he may like invade the garage. I don't know what could happen, so I figured safer to be in
to be clear, for those of you who don't watch the video on YouTube, but you should check that out.
Always.
JC usually records in his garage. He's got like this cool, like, I hate saying man cave, but it's a man cave.
I always say, you know what? I describe it as the third best thing I've ever done in my life. That's it.
What's the second best? I know the first best. What's the second best?
My wife, marrying my wife.
Oh, okay. Well, that was going to be the first. So what's the first?
Well, maybe the bit. I don't know. The baby and her go one, two. It's tough. It's tough. It depends on the day. You know what I mean? It depends on the day. They're 1A, 1B. You know what I mean?
So but, when you guys get in a fight, you tell your wife, you're not the first best thing that's happened.
Well, right now she's on a bachelorette party, and this is like the fourth week in a row that's just me and baby Trey. So because then she was sick, she got the vid, she got the COVID last, that was our Labor Day, dude. She was just in her room. It was awful.
It was a
good one. I mean, she was COVID came back with vengeance, and yeah, it was like it too. Thought it was done. You thought they killed that clown, but that clown comes right back.
Powerful than ever. So where is your wife bacheloretting at?
She's in the Poconos.
What do you do on a bachelor party there?
I mean, I think they're just there. They are on a little lake. It's like mountainous. It's beautiful. They're just going to drink a lot of wine, do each other's hair, probably a pillow fight, those sorts of things.
Of course.
Things women do.
Absolutely,
right?
They do pillow fights in their jammies.
Exactly, they're gonna read Teen Vogue, and they're gonna
watch Babysitter Club.
Babysitter Club, and talk about Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
We do that at bachelor parties. So.
I mean, that's all exactly. That's what we're always in the.
What
JTT.
Is the best JTT hair? 96 or 97?
That was a really interesting time for hair, because it was weird, because like there was the Jennifer Aniston, which was like the bangs, but then there was like boy bangs was what it was, and it was like the perfect little hair, like, but I feel bad because only certain people could do that. If you curly hair, you were screwed. Like, that's,
you know who has that? My son. And he gets that compliment a lot.
It looks like child actor from the 90s. It's horrifying. Like, if I was a director and I was trying to cast, like, I'm like, it's like, you know, like a Stranger Things situation where, like, okay, I need like a hot. By the way, is he screaming? Am I hearing?
Yeah, no, he's screaming right now. He's in bed, but he's very chatty before bed.
Ah! Yeah, if I was casting, I'm the Duffer Brothers, right? The directors of Stranger Things, and guess what? We're going to next decade, and I need a cute little boy to start the franchise that epitomizes the mid to late 90s. I'm getting Rowdy Scaggs, because he's got perfect hair.
Not to be... Hey,
Archie Scaggs. Archie Scaggs. My apologies.
Rowdy Skaggs has he has redhead. He's a redhead.
If I'm looking for
Archie
to kind of be the mysterious one that you kind of like fall in love with later on.
Sure.
I'm gonna go Rowdy. You know, like okay, you know, he's like a little bit like I'm a redhead, so I'm a little bit of an outsider, but like you're gonna love me. You know, that's the kind of vibe. But yeah, no. So, but anyway, yeah. But yeah, they're just good pillow fights, things like that. You know.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a good weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It is a good weekend. So anyway, so she's two right now, but when she comes back, she'll be back one.
But speaking of your wife being on a little vacay, tell the folks where you're going to be going next week and what we're going to be doing.
Oh. So, and then I'll get back to describing my third best thing I did, which was my garage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Next week, duties, I'm going back to the motherland, baby. I'm going back to Old Tea Town.
The 918.
I'm going to get me some tea because I got low tea. What if I go and get tea is it injections? What do they do if you have low testosterone?
Oh, I thought you meant like herbal tea. I was like, you inject herbal tea in here.
No, but do you like, have you ever heard those commercials? Like, oh, I heard John has low tea. Like, it's a whole thing, and you can get like higher your tea. Maybe I need higher tea. I don't know. And if I'm going to get tea, I got to get it in Tulsa, baby. The big tea.
Is Tulsa known for testosterone injections?
I mean, it should be.
Okay.
I mean, it's a giant, they got a giant golden driller, like what's on your shirt.
That's true.
If that doesn't scream testosterone, I don't know what does.
That's true. That's true.
So yes, I'm going back to the motherland. Me and Mr. Stabs are going to be reuniting, and we are going to be doing something that we're going to invite you duties to participate in with us. We thought this was a good exercise. We could all bond over this. Last week, I talked about Seventh Heaven, and I've been rewatching some of these awful, awful Seventh Heaven episodes. And me and Mr. Stabs are going to watch one together, and we are going to break it down and review it on the pod. We would love the duties to participate with us. The episode is called Who Knows?
Watch it and then just email us at dudepod1987@gmail.com. Or just go to our website, thedudepod.com, and use our contact form and just tell us your thoughts, tell us your questions, and we'll talk about it on the podcast.
So let me tell you the episode. The episode is called Who Knows? It was it came out in 1999, and I will just tease you with the description of the episode. The seventh episode, titled Who Knows, is about a model student who joins a mural painting project and witnesses people using spray paint. The episode includes the following. Simon joins the mural painting project. Simon reluctantly joins the project but feels unwelcome. Simon witnesses people using spray paint, and Simon sees people using and sniffing the spray paint. And one of them coughs up blood.
I mean, it's going to be a doozy.
The episode is about huffing. I mean, if there's anything that correlates with the Dude podcast, huffing paint is like number one, baby. So we are going to be reviewing that episode. I think you can find it on Amazon. Amazon Prime, I believe it's available at. I believe it's available on Paramount Plus. Seventh Heaven. Who knows? Watch the episode. Send in your feedback, thoughts. We will be reviewing that particular episode. Going back to my top three things. So, obviously, love my child. He's awesome. He's hilarious. Love my amazing wife. She's incredible. But the third best thing I've ever done was during COVID, I transformed my detached garage into a fully functional sports bar.
It's
large
cool.
TVs. It's at 12-foot bar. Lots of lights.
Comfy couch. You need to have a comfy couch.
You need a comfy couch. It gets kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. There have been times when you build a bar in your backyard, people come that are friends of your friends, and they may start smooching in your bar, and you don't know who they are, and you have to maybe tell them that they have to leave.
Have you caught people doing the nasty in your bar?
Not the nasty, but there was, you know, some heavy petting, and I was like, I don't know who these people are, and like, I gotta go to bed. We gotta get out of here.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened in there?
I've been a lot of weird things there.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Have you ever found someone in your bar who you didn't know, who didn't ask your permission to go in there? Someone who's just been like, I'm going to go in the bar and watch a show.
I mean, well, no. Usually what happens is it's within the big gatherings, right? So, like, there's a couple times where there's, like, fairly large parties that happen. Friends of friends bring friends. And then it becomes sort of a free-for-all.
Right.
You're like, you don't really know where these people came from, but you're kind of obligated to be polite, but you're also kind of like looking for like, who were they here with? And then sometimes their host leaves and they're still there, you know? So like, but you don't really know how they got there. And that's a lot of what it is. And then they've had a few pops and you know, they don't feel like they have to explain why they're there.
Yeah.
They're feeling very confident. And so those are the kind of sort of the situations you run into. It's not very often. It's not like I go out there and there's some like old man just drinking. That'd be hysterical. That doesn't happen. But it's more of these like party type situations where then you get some like kind of interesting guests.
Do you
is somebody crying?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me check on this real quick. I'm not sure, Jordan. Hold on.
Okay.
A few moments later.
Ronnie has been struggling with sleep. He's on a sleep regression.
Dude, that's what Mr. Trey's been doing too. He just wants to cuddle but luckily, like, he has, if we put his animals out, like, we've been like kind of like putting his they're his friends, and we kind of like put them around him, and it seems like that's making him feel more comfortable. He also like just wants, I know what he wants to do. He just wants to cuddle and watch TV. That's all he wants to do. And he doesn't even, once he gets past a certain time, he doesn't care what television it is. I've watched Below Deck Mediterranean with my son, and he was very into it. It's a bunch of mid-20-year-olds fighting on a boat and reality television show, and he loves it.
You're a big reality show fan, aren't you?
I do. I don't watch a lot of it. I have a couple of about three or four that are in my like wheelhouse that like I like.
I remember you were a big Jersey Shore fan, but
I loved your. I'm obsessed. Jersey Shore. I'm obsessed with Jersey. I'm obsessed with Jersey Shore. I've read Mike the Situation's book. We did Jersey Shore characters for Halloween. I've watched every episode of Jersey Shore. I also watched Family Vacation, which is a new show. We have Snooki's autograph in the garage. We're big.
You have Snooki's autographs?
Yeah, because. So Carol Ann, when she dressed up as Snooki, Snooki owns a couple of boutiques that are only about an hour away from here. So she's a Jersey girl. She's not too far away. So we ordered, like, she sells outfits, like, of herself for, like, Halloween costumes. They're only, like, $50. And you get, like, this whole Snooki outfit, and she sends an autographed picture of herself. And it's legit, yeah. So hey, if you order from the Snooki shop, she's probably gonna send you, if you order it to a certain amount of money, she's gonna give you an autograph thing.
You know what's a business that's just a waste if she doesn't act on it? Is Snooki's cookies. She needs to have a cookie store.
Whoa, she does need a cookie store.
I mean, who wouldn't buy Snooki's cookies?
I would love Snooki's cookies.
I need a Snooki's cookie.
It's just fun to say. And she'd have like snickerdoodles, you know? Snickerdoodle Snookies.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? So I have to talk about the experience I had this week. I had one of the most, I would say, unique customer service experiences I've ever had in my life.
With who?
So me and my wife both, I need tires. She needs tires. You know, there's certain things that like certain, I get it. There's certain things that like your spouse just won't do for themselves, no matter like, honestly, my wife could have like four flats and she's not going to tire. She'll keep driving that thing.
Yeah.
No matter what. So yeah. I was like, hey, honey, let me take your car. I'm going to get you new tires. You got, because she had to drive. And she drove a bunch of people up to the Poconos. And I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable with you driving.
And
like,
winter's coming. Yeah, you just got to take care of it.
Yeah, the light kept coming on, saying low pressure. I was like, let's just take care of this. So there's a place that's literally 0.2 miles from my house. Like, so again, if it takes all day, I can walk home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, super convenient. I've never been there, but my father-in-law, Cha, who knows all of these things, you know, is like, oh, great spot, Ardmore Tires. Go to Ardmore Tires. And I actually never thought they would do, they did. I didn't know what I thought it was, because it's horrible. Like, if you just drive past it, it's so, like, disheveled. It's just, like, tires strewn all over the place. There's, like, It doesn't look like a Jiffy Lube. You know what I mean? It looks just like a dilapidated building with like kind of trucks going in. It was kind of questionable.
It's so out of sorts that they're not even sure if they're a tire shop anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can do that.
Yeah. But I pull in. I don't have an appointment. I go in and there's a decent amount of people there, which tells me, okay, at least I know, like, this is a functional tire shop, which is good. I go in, and I'm no joke, I stand there for, like, 8 or 9 minutes. And, like, there's two people not too far away just doing other work. Like, not looking at me, and I'm just like, all right. But, like, at some point, I'm like, okay, like, they're going to have to ask me, you know, at the very least, like, do you need something? Who are you?
Right.
Move out of the way. Something at some point, right?
Right.
So, this is where it gets like, my spotty sense is like, maybe this should be the response of people, but who knows? You know, the guy literally is like, he finally like looks up, comes to me, goes, yeah, what are you here for? And I'm like, you know, tire. I like tires. Can you do tires? He's like, I don't know, maybe. And I'm like, What? Like, it was like,
did
I was
want
so,
my money? Yeah. It's
and
like,
I'm like, what? And he's like, what kind of tires you got, dude? And I'm like, I don't, they're tires. I don't, he's like agitated. He's like, God forbid I didn't know, like, cause that the whole question's confusing to me. Like, am I supposed to give you the model of the car? Do I actually have to know, like, the brand of tire? Like, I don't think about brands. I don't. Do I have to, like, have the measurement of it? Like, there's so many thoughts. I don't even know. I'm, like, a tire on a car. Like, I think that was my response. Like, tires for my car? Like, he just stands and goes, you know, like, there's that, you know that meme of Ben Affleck where, like, somebody caught him, like, smoking a cigarette and he's just, like, exhaling and he looks like so just beaten. This man does that literally, like, as I'm standing, he's just like, why?
Surely at this point you were like, this isn't the place. I need people who are helpful, because you and I are the, like, we're not car people. So you and I need people to walk us through what kind of,
yeah, of course. But here's the saving grace. I look out. Dude, people are hustling out there. It's a lot of, you know, Johnnies and Pedros and Juans working really hard, getting a lot of time. Like, they're moving. They are hustling out there. So that's a good sign. There's also, like, other people in the lobby who seem pretty undeterred by this. Like, they're like, this is just kind of what you get.
Oh, so they're listening to this conversation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm just kind of, like, looking, like, I'm trying to make, and they're not making eye contact. Like, it's like, oh, okay, this is the drill. This is the initiation of if you can, like, get past this.
I would have been done. Dude, I'm telling you, I would have been like, thank you, I'll find somewhere else.
So he's exhausted, and then he's just like, ugh. And then he like does like this like almost like toddler howdy walk out, and he's like, come on. And like, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm following him. And so I follow him out, and he just kind of looks at the car, and he's like, ugh. And then he goes back in, and he's like, all right, it's going to be like, you know, $100 a tire. You want, we're going to get you 4. What do you think? And I'm like, sure. Yeah. Okay. He's like,
that's a good deal,
by the way. It's a great deal.
Tires are not that cheap at these days.
No, I know. That's what I saw in my head. I'm like, okay. And then he was like, bay 2. And I'm like, what? And he's like, and again, he's just irritated. He's like, bay 2. Pull into bay 2.
How are you supposed to know what bay 2 means?
But I'm telling you what, dude. It only took 20 minutes. It was $400 for 4 new tires.
That's an amazing deal.
And were they new tires? They were so, yeah, I think. Well, that's your, I think. I don't really know. I have no idea. There's something, and they're running much better than what I had.
Yeah, that's wild. Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm now telling people to go there, but I'm like warning people. I'm like, listen, it's great. But you're like, don't go in there with an attitude. Like, just go in there. Just like get ready.
Be prepared.
At one point, like early on, I thought I was being great. I literally thought I was like, okay, there's footage. Cause it was, and like, again, everybody else is numb to it. Like, they get it. And there's another man who's working too. And he kind of glanced up and was like just kind of like looked like it was like, okay, this is just the drill. And also the other best part is like, while he was working, like before he started talking to me, he's constantly fielding calls. And he's as angry as he was at me, he was far more upset on the phone. And then like after he hung up the phone, he would just talk trash on those. He'd be like, what am I trying to do? What am I like, why am I even here? Why? Like, he just keeps questioning himself. He was questioning the person who called. It was, the whole thing was just like, is this a bit? It was awesome.
I have a question for you. So, you know, we obviously grew up in Oklahoma where it's some people might say a little overly nice. You go into a place, it's like, hey, how you doing? It's very, maybe overly friendly, overly polite. You're on the more East Coast, so there's kind of the stigma of like being a little prickly, rough around the edges. I remember at your wedding, someone came up to me after your wedding. It was one of a family member of a friend of a friend goes, hey, you're that deaf guy, right? I'm like, yeah, you're that impolite guy, right? It, you know, there's just it's a little more straightforward to the point. Do you find that when you go to the customer service is more like that? Or is this guy a one-off?
Yes. Well, you are dancing around this Philadelphia, dude. You get what you see, and it is like, it is what it is, man. Like, yeah. It's not kind of, it is on the degree scale, right? If we go like, let's say like the deep south, I don't know, maybe certain parts of Georgia. Yeah, Georgia. So we're like, oh, bless your heart. How are you doing? Like, stopping down, talking to you, really. Like, so let's say that's like a 9 on the nice scale. Oklahoma's probably, what, like a 7 or a 6, maybe?
I'll get to that, but yeah, it's up there.
It's up there. I don't think it's quite like, it's not like overwhelming.
It's very Midwest nice in some way.
Midwest, exactly. Midwest nice. That's it. But Philadelphia, dude, is about as prickly. I mean, you gotta come in, you gotta be prepared, you gotta be like, they're not very trusting. They're not, like, I always tell people, I've had two wildly different experiences in Philadelphia, pre and post wife, because I felt like I was an outsider on the outside looking in to Philadelphia, because it's a huge city. It's not overly transient. It's not DC. It's not New York. It's not Boston, which are all very transient cities. For whatever reason, Philadelphia, you're from here, you stay here. It just happens to kind of be a little bit more of that. It's large generations of family that have been here.
Right.
And they've been here for a long time.
Right.
And they do things a certain way. People are very dug in. They're like for example, like they're it's a known thing. Like franchises, there's not, if you drive around Greater Philadelphia, for the most part, you're not gonna find a lot of like franchise food places. They don't do well.
Milwaukee was that way too.
They don't do well here because people here are very loyal and only trust like their local pizza places or their sandwich places, or you know.
I kind of love that though.
Yeah, it's amazing. So after meeting my wife, I married in this big family, and all of a sudden I had community, and I was sort of in the, Greg, what was that? Meet the Parents, getting the Fokker family of trust. Was something like that? Or in the Secret Circle of Trust. It felt like that, and it felt like a wildly different experience than my first time. So yeah, people are that. I would love to tell you that, like, I don't think I've ever had an experience that was that, like, wheels off. But I've had similar experiences, and I don't think I've ever, like, that would be a rarity in Oklahoma. And I would say that's,
no.
I wouldn't say it's the norm necessarily up here, but I'm saying it's barely noteworthy up here. Now, when I experienced that, was like, okay, this is like entering into like.
Well, here's the thing. There's a difference between being nice, and there's a difference between being like since I've moved back to Oklahoma, I've had a lot of, oh God, we really got to hang out. It's really good to see you. Like, yeah, I would love to catch up, would love to hang out. And I take that as face value. And so when I text people back, I can't, well over 10 times in the last maybe 2 years, I've connected with someone I've seen and met or haven't seen in a long time and been like, yeah, let's definitely hang out. And I follow up and it's just radio silence. It's nice to your face, but just like, I just don't want anything to do with you. Because at the end of the day, we're all humans who just don't want inconvenience. Up in the East Coast, I appreciate, they'll let you know when it's an inconvenience.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the biggest, that was one of the biggest things that even me and Carol Ann sometimes fight about is like, I grew up in a culture of passive aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Right? It's like built into the culture of Oklahoma.
Right.
Like that's just part of, like, you don't say anything. Like, you're okay with it. Hi, everything's good. The culture here is you tell somebody when they did wrong, you're tell it to their face, but then you're going to move on.
Right.
And sometimes it's a little jarring, right? Sometimes I don't, like, there's times that that's still, even though, like, I've been up here for a decade plus, if you're not naturally ingrained with it, for great example, I never saw my parents. They never argue in front
of us. Same with mine.
I would tell you that I'm not saying that there aren't families up here that don't, like, but I almost say, again, culturally up here, it's much more common for, you know, a little bit of arguments, a little bit, everybody, guess what? It's okay for people to see it. We're all human, right? Don't you want to be? And it's like, oh my God, like this is, but you kind of air the laundry, and then we just kind of move on, and everyone, no one thinks like twice about it. Whereas, like, you know, back home, you're like, oh my god, I can't believe it's definitely more of that. I mean, again, father-in-law has screamed at me countless times, so many times. I've witnessed my mother-in-law and father-in-law screaming at each other. You know, and then they're fine 2 minutes later. Yeah, I mean, it's just a different way of going about it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my father-in-law today, by the way, he got so mad at me. I went over there this afternoon. This is completely true. He got so mad at me. The man is a great chef, but he also is the kind of chef who just throws things together. And a lot of times he has such a skill set that it works. But sometimes you're like, you did what? He made some sort of egg-based soup. I'm not making this up. some sort of... I don't know. But, Will, I thought he farted. Like, I thought, or someone, or the dog pooped in the house because it smelled so bad. I go, oh my God, what? What's that smell? And he goes, and he turned, he was so mad with me. He turned, and he goes, well, that happens to be. Hold on. Let me try to do it. I say, because I thought he farted, which the man has farted on me so many times, too. So, like, that's the other thing. Like, it's a 50-50 shot if it's a fart or it's, like, a natural gas leak in the house or a sulfur mine. Like, he could have farted on me. It's a very common occurrence. So, I'm like, John, come on. And there's a... Okay, so they watch my baby, Trey, 2 times a week. So, Trey was over there. So, I figured it was either... Trey, or he had to it, or the dog's getting old, the dog has bowel problems. So I thought it was that. I go, Todd, what the heck is that smell? He goes, and he turns to me, he goes, well, aren't you being an ass? And I'm like, whoa. And he goes, that's my soup. And he points to his soup. And I'm like, what is this? It's like the soup with like, well, it's like big, circular. I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, he's like,
you make it butthole soup?
what is that? Butthole soup? And I go, and then he goes, that's my egg soup. And I'm like, what? And he like, Mr. Smezer smart ass. I'm like, yeah. And I'm trying not to laugh because I'm like, okay, but then in my head, I'm like, the problem is then you go through in your head like a Rolodex of like, should I know what egg is? Egg soup thing? Is that a popular thing that I just don't know about?
Did you eat the egg soup?
No.
Did you ask Carol Ann if she's ever eaten egg soup before?
I didn't text her. She was already gone by the time this had occurred. But he was not happy at my comment. That's for sure. Oh my God, Will, I just thought of something.
What?
Did you get the gift I sent you? Did you get a shirt in the mail?
No. No.
You never got the potato shirt?
No. When did you send this?
Like a month ago.
No potato shirt, dude. What's the deal with the potato shirt?
I ordered this amazing shirt for you for your birthday a month ago. And I don't know where it is. I am so mad about this potato shirt.
Check the tracking. See, where it is.
I don't know. I'm gonna dig into this. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. I made a world class shirt. It just has a giant potato on it. I thought that'd be a cool shirt to wear.
Yeah, dude, I would be wearing it right now if you sent it to me.
By the way, so fun life hack that I do. So everybody who listens who want to hear a life hack, I got a life hack for you. So I'm someone who, you know, I like to eat fast food, but I also like to eat semi-healthy. So what do you do? Up here in Philadelphia, it's kind of hard. We don't have, you know, a ton of like those kind of in-between sort of the Chipotle of the worlds are sort of the better version. So what I do is I go to Wendy's. And I get baked potatoes.
What you put on your taties? How do you dress your taties?
A big cheese butter. Give me a little cheese. Give me a little butter. A little bacon bits. But here's the interesting thing. Dude, you wouldn't believe, like, they must have a very low quantity. Either everybody else is doing the thing that I'm doing with the baked potatoes, or like each Wendy's has like 3 potatoes. That's it. Because I've gone to multiple Wendy's and they've been sold out of potatoes, or they act like they don't sell potatoes. And I know they sell potatoes because they're on the menu.
So you should be enraged when you go there and they say they don't have them.
I had to have a weird conversation with one of the guys about the potatoes because I really wanted baked potatoes a couple nights ago from Wendy's. And I went and I actually, me and Shaw ate baked potatoes from Wendy's. I said, "Do you want a baked potato, Shaw?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I go, "All right, I'm going to Wendy's. I'm going to get some baked potatoes because there's not, we don't have a McAllister's up here, right? McAllister's is great. You can get baked potatoes there. We don't have that up here.
So, I live right next to McAllister's.
The best option is a Wendy's, unfortunately, to get a cheap, fast baked potato.
Yeah.
So I go to the one Wendy's and they're like, and then they make me feel dumb. I'm like, "You have any baked potatoes?" And they're like, "No, we don't baked potatoes." And I'm like, and I told them, I go, "You know, I've been here multiple times and you never have baked potatoes. It's funny. You never have baked potatoes." And then the guy didn't respond because I was just very frustrated. So then I drove to the other Wendy's, and there's been multiple times that I have driven to two Wendy's and they both not have baked potatoes. And I went there and I said, do you guys have baked potatoes? And he goes, "Yeah." And I go, "How many baked potatoes do you have?" And he goes, and that was the best. He was like, he didn't know how to respond. I guess he didn't want to have to, like,
of course, that's a crazy question.
He didn't want to have to count his baked potatoes. So I was like, "Well, do you have like three?" And he's like, "Yeah, we got three." And so then when I pulled up, I wanted to have a conversation with him about the potatoes, and he kind of just like cut me off. I've recently also, there's two things. I keep trying to have conversations with fast food people, and it makes me mad because they won't engage. So I was like, because he was delivering the potatoes, I'm like, "Thank you. By the way, I just want you to know, like, I've gone to other Wendy's, and a lot of times they don't have baked potatoes, and oftentimes you guys don't have baked potatoes. So that's why I asked what your quantity of baked potatoes was." And he was just like, "Yeah, okay." And he just like, but if you were working fast food and somebody made that comment, wouldn't you want to be like, "Yeah, you're right. Let me tell you about our baked potato situation. Wouldn't you want to talk to me about the secret of the weird Wendy's baked potato situation?"
Can I say something real quick? As we've gotten older, I'm seeing a window into JC that I haven't seen in the past, which is JC Crumb is very, he'll stand his ground. He doesn't mind complaining to businesses about things, their faults. Key example, we record on a platform called Riverside, and Riverside was not working for like 3 days and we could not get it to work. And I kept asking Riverside, I was like, "Hey, can you please, you know, going back to the Oklahoma Nice, can you please, you know, like, what's happening? What's going on?" You said, "If you do not resolve this, we're going to switch to another platform." You were like, we make a living off this, which we don't, but you are very stern. You're like, "People are depending on us."
I think I did say that. Like, "People are depending on the pot. This is life or death. There is a child on life support. And if they can't hear the Dude podcast this week, they have told us that Timmy will die. We have to keep Timmy alive."
You were very stern. I was kind of impressed. And so but you've mentioned many times that, like, you're being into writing letters of complaints to businesses, which is wild to me, because when I hear that people get letters, like angry letters, I'm like, nobody's reading that. But you still do this. You talked about sending a letter to an airline. Tell me about what is in your mindset when you send an angry letter to a company that has done you wrong. Do you think it works?
I don't know. I just kind of like, I think I feel better.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a therapy thing for me. So I mean, for me, there's the letter situation, but let me go back to the other fast food situation that I tried to engage in, and I can't get an answer on it. I'm very frustrated about this. So I don't know if you know this, but I love Slurpees.
Yes, I do know this, yeah.
And I'm very specific about my Slurpees, and there's only certain places I go because there's certain places that make, that it's the, it. I think the key to a good Slurpee is the maintenance of the machine. That's everything. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. I watched this documentary called, I think it's called like Ajiro Loves Sushi, or it was a documentary that came out in like the early 2000s, and it won Academy Awards, and it was about this, like, Michelin star sushi maker in Japan, and it's, like, one or two, it's, like, two guys, and they've been, like, this train station for forever, and it's, like, almost impossible to get a seat, and he breaks down, like, what makes his sushi, like, the world's best sushi, and he talks about, like, he spends a lot of time talking about the quality of the rice, and, like, how he cooks the rice, and I just thought, I'm a big believer in, when it comes to Slurpees, that the sacred ingredient really is, it's the maintenance of the machine. Like, it needs to be cared for. It needs to be, like, that is everything.
You know, you're not wrong, because I've been a barista for many years in my life. The maintenance of an espresso machine is a big, 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 big deal. So you're not, I don't think you're wrong.
So, like the Slurpees. So I have figured out that Burger King does an incredible job with their icy machines. They have great quality icy. And so I go through Burger King drive-thru and I'll just get an icy. But the thing is, since I'm just getting the icy, I want a large icy. The challenge is, for whatever reason, the large icy is like a small or a medium for every other, like, it's not the same as a fountain drink. But it's not just a Burger King problem, Will. David, I also noticed at McDonald's, they're doing the same thing. So I tried to have a conversation with the Burger King guy when he was giving me the drink. And I was like, hey, by the way, like, this is not a large. Like, every time I try to order a large, this is not the large. Like, why can't I have, I said, is there some rule that you guys have as it relates to the largest cup you can do with the Slurpee? And the guy kind of just, like, he was, like, taken aback by my question, and the door just shut.
He didn't answer you?
No.
Why?
He was just like, have a good day, man. And I'm like, so I don't know if I've, like, stumbled upon some secret that the industry doesn't want the world to know. Like,
Do you think he was actually giving you, like, a medium when you asked for a large? Like, do you think?
No.
Or do you think that's standard practice?
I am convinced that, I'm telling you, big fast food, big corporation, they do not want you to have a big cup for the Slurpee. I don't know why. Something is up. And I'm on to you, people. I'm on to you, McDonald's. I am on to you, Burger King. I am on to the fast food chains. And you guys, for whatever reason, you're giving me a medium. And guess what? I'm actually being generous when I'm saying a medium. That's like a medium from, like, 1980, okay? The size of the cup that you're giving me, and you're claiming it's a large, and you're putting the Slurpee into it, and it has a weird... They don't even give you the true bubble top either. It's like this weird, like, open... air concept Slurpee, I'm not into it all. It's very problematic. It's just asking to be still. So I don't know what's going on, but what concerns me is that it seems like McDonald's and Burger King, who notoriously go head-to-head, are in cahoots on this thing. It's the one thing that's united these companies.
Have it your way? They're just being... I think not. These guys are being McJerks, if you ask me. I'm not even the Slurpee guy. I'm not a fast food guy, but I'm getting jazzed up about it.
You're upset. Oh, you want to hear something else, too?
Yeah, I do.
Something else.
You had a good Slurpee machine, too, and they got rid of it? IKEA.
What is the world coming to?
So there was an IKEA by my house. It's off the running trail. So sometimes I would go for a run. Sometimes I would need a cool refreshment midway through the run. Guess where I would go? I would literally go into IKEA, and I knew exactly where to walk.
Shut up.
So that I'm not kidding. So that I could go get a Slurpee, because they had a Slurpee machine. And they had Coke, and they had some weird Swedish berry flavor. And they were both delicious. And I'll tell you what, if you think the small cups were small at Burger King and McDonald's, these Swedish cups are ridiculous. They're like Dixie cups that they give you. They're tiny.
You know what? Maybe we're... JC, it just dawned on me, buddy. Maybe we're not looking at the right enemy here. Maybe this is Slurpee. Maybe Slurpee is behind the old curtain, pulling the gear, saying, we're not doing this big cup nonsense. You're going to serve medium cups. I think it's a slurpy thing.
I never thought of that, Will. And now I'm very concerned because I was blaming the institution, but maybe it's Big Slurpee.
I don't know the metrics behind it, but I'm pretty sure the Slurpee business is a billion-dollar corporation, and they got to be stopped.
All right. I mean, so the assignment, Seventh Heaven.
Yes.
The episode is...
I will post it on our Instagram, by the way.
It's an episode about huffing. If anything, you'll learn not to huff paint because it's very dangerous duties. So don't huff paint. Not good.
Yep. Right. So be looking out for that. I'll post it on the Instagram.
Like,
watch our YouTube.
Watch YouTube. Watch it 100 times. Why not? Get it up there.
TheDudePod.com. Check it out. It'll change your life.
Change your life. See you, dudes. Have a great week.
Have a great week.